And welcome back to Sean Maguire in the afternoon. It's my midday show and I'm honoured and in fact delighted to have the great Ollie Damagard with me. And Ollie, I was talking, typing to Max Egan prior to his talk at the AV6 E&R Crane event over in England. And I think it was Northampton it took place in. I give it a bit of a push on my last show. Apparently, and this is what he said, it was the best event he has ever attended. And Zen Gardner and loads of other talkers were there. Thomas Sheridan and many, many, many others were there talking. Of course, Ian R. Crane himself. And I'm very surprised you weren't there, Ollie. What happened? Are you there, Ollie?
I wasn't invited. I am indeed.
You weren't invited. I think they should have had a mad poet there as well, Ollie, to be honest. It would have been great fun.
Yeah. No, I would have loved to be there, and I would have loved to see you there as well. But I don't know. They decided not to, but
it was an incredible lineup.
The response that they had, it just shows how much is going on. I mean, how much people are waking up at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, apparently it was very, very well attended. And I mean, they had so many speakers. I mean, it was a bit like, I suppose it was like the Glastonbury Festival of truthers and truth talkers and et cetera and speakers on this platform. Quite an amazing event altogether. And what I do hear is that, our good friend Max will be heading back to Australia via Spain and maybe popping in on you.
He will be staying with my neighbor here, and Sam Gardner will be here in my house, and we will come on your show from my office here in a few weeks, I hope. But the whole thing with what happened in England, all of the names you mentioned there have all been from time to time involved in this Full Circle project, trying to develop it into something that can really benefit.
Yeah, no, I think the information was absolutely incredible. You broke up a little bit then, Ollie. I'm not quite sure what happened. Sorry to cut across you. Yeah, it was an incredible weekend, incredible speakers. But let's talk about the Full Circle project. Will you remind us, Ollie, what it is? It's something to do with purchasing forest land and taking it away from the rich bastards, is it?
No, absolutely not. It was Max Egan's idea to start with.
Okay.
And the sounds, it seems like it's breaking up really bad. Is it only here?
Yeah, I think it is only there, but we did have a bit of a blip here a little bit. But let's fire
ahead. Sorry. No, the basic idea is Max Egan's, and it has changed over the years. But what he and people that he invited in, I've been in, Thomas Sheridan that you mentioned, Ian Crane has been on the outskirts, Sen Gardner has been very central in this whole thing, Sen that I absolutely love. The idea is to show a way for people to get the power back, how to get in control of their own lives again, instead of now being totally controlled by other people. And one of the things that we were talking about on an early stage was to do like a tour globally. Wherever people wanted us to come, we would go there as individuals or as a group and make workshops, not for us to lecture them, but to find out what is the problem in this area, what are you having issues with, and so on, and then trying to empower people so that when we would leave, that we would have lit a fire there that would continue burning, because also this would all the time be together with people on a local basis so that we could join forces, sort of. But it's also come up with an idea that instead of you having like a government, we're looking on the other side of when this mad mindset stops, you know, with the New World Order and all of this, but how to to be able to build up a new beautiful world for all of us to live in.
Okay.
And the thing I think is to get away from is to have like a government. I mean, you know the meaning of the word government. It actually means mind control.
Yes.
But we're back to where a few people control a whole population. And that is something we're aiming at avoiding. So the idea is to make small groups of five people that connect with other groups of five people that connects with other groups of five people in the hundreds, in the thousands, and then these groups come together and joins groups of five and five and five and five, so that the groups never become too big, because it's very important to avoid big egos and big power structures and so on, but that these groups can meet and then help to whatever issue there is to help to lift that.
Okay, so are we not all doing that anyway? I mean, for example, if someone was to say to pretty much anyone who's been on People's Internet Radio or TNS, MSI for a while, they would say that a solution to global economy into each country would be mathematically perfected economy. There is the solution. There is the replacement for the usury system that we have now. Yes? So... Yeah. Have we got, as Vin would say, our ducks in a row? Have we got people who would be peacemakers, peacekeepers, to replace the corporate entities that used to be our police forces and our Garda Síochána, who allegedly were under their oaths, but obviously are not, because they are working for the corporate, machine, if you like, and nothing to do with the people? Have we got the people being trained now, for example, to open our own courts, to have our own judicial system, to have our own policing of people? In other words, you know, we're not going to get rid of crime overnight once we get rid of these psychopathic elites who are controlling the planet. So we're still going to need, you know, a modicum of order so that other people can live their lives quietly without the fear of being, you know, attacked or being robbed or whatever. So people are needed. Have we got these people? Have we got the solutions? Have we got the answers? Have we got the backup? As the you know, Operation 40, you say, had a big sort of shadow behind it, looking after it and making sure it was working. Is that where we're getting now in the truth area? Have we got all that stuff there? Because I'm just, as I say, a frustrated man, hoping that your Full Circle project, what we do here on People's Internet Radio, is making a difference, is waking people up, and the people will take the power back.
I very much hope so as well. The thing is that we try to include as many other groups as possible as well, you know, so we can start working together, because there's so many people doing great stuff in the world. So many people that are trying to lift this and doing in many different areas. So the idea is to connect this whole thing into, so that there will be, whatever the problem is, you will have skilled people that can deal with that and so on. But I think since this is Max's own idea to start with, I think it would be better for him to explain these things. I've been joining in and doing what I can to do my part. They're coming here, both he and Zen Gardner is coming here next week, and we're going to have sort of like a workshop retreat here where people from abroad and locally are joining up as well, where we can see what can take this forward to the next step. For me, it feels a bit like there's a scene in The Secret, if you remember that video, where they say that if you drive, for instance, from New York to LA, you can drive through the darkness. You know where the goal is, the end goal is. You know that is the direction. You see the signs. You're on the right way. But when you drive in darkness, the headlights from your car will only show you the next few hundred meters.
Yes.
So you won't see the whole... People keep asking, yes, but I want to see everything clear now. Well, I'm sorry. It won't happen like that. We just have to take every single step in the right direction. Ask our hearts You know, let our heart guide you, guide us. Are we on the right track? Am I doing this correct? Am I following what is right for myself and human, like, you know, for humanity as well? Is this a good deed or is it bad? Is this made up of caring and compassion or is it made out of greed? Is it out of selfishness or because I care for the rest? You know, every single of us, the more of us that start asking these questions and then let our hearts lead us, we will get into a direction that would be good for the world, I think, and that will help lift it. The more of us that wake up and start living out of our hearts instead of from our greedy brains,
so
the better it will be.
In effect, Ollie, does that mean that the Full Circle Project will, I suppose, aspire to being a, I suppose, council of grand elders who can put this information across, hopefully make a difference, and then get people to take their own power back through the eloquence and the information and the factual evidence that these great speakers are going to be giving us?
Do you know, I think if you look back in time, you will find the answers. They found systems that have been working for thousands of years, you know, like these circles of elders and wise people and so on, that people came and asked their advice from without being ruled by them, but just sharing wisdom and sharing information and so on. I think, I don't know, this is a work that is under process and I can only do my best and take part of it.
Okay. Listen, Ollie, can
I... But I really think that, you know, we are born with, inside us, we know what is right and wrong.
Indeed.
So it's not that complicated. We just need to start following that one.
No, it's very...
And I would also suggest turn off the TV big time, because that is one of the things that is pushing you out of balance all the time with all this incredibly negative stuff that is thereby designed to distract you.
Well, it might, Ollie, you see, people say that, turn off the TV. Well, to be honest, yes, okay, in this situation, in this system we live in now, in this programming and control of the mainstream media by the very few, you're dead right. But as with people's internet radio, as with newspapers that try and tell the truth, but that start up and then disappear because they're not supported, we should be aiming to be the new mainstream media. We should be putting programs out to deprogram their bullshit. And I think we should start taking over the TV, taking over those sort of situations. And PIR now has just started its own, you know, you can now see Vin live, and he's actually asked me, I offered the olive branch to you, Ollie Damagard, to come and do a TV show with Vin. One Sunday, so that people can see the truth and the love coming from your eyes. Yes. So I've actually been arguing about this for ages, that we should use the media in the best possible way, not turn it off, but to turn it on. In other words, turn it on the right way. We know what's right. We know what's wrong. Let's not create complicated and confusing soap operas. Let's give people the truth, the information, and give them the power. And great documentaries have done that over the years, or else we wouldn't be here talking about what we're talking about, sort of thing. You know, we've learned a lot from the media in the correct way, that, you know, those that can see through the shite and the propaganda of other stuff that exists. Now, Ollie, I've got something to tell you. I'm very excited. I was in Galway last night, and I was talking to the if you like, the two groups of people who are in control of a very large stadium in Galway. And they remember me attempting, it was about 15 years ago, to put on an event there to try and wake people up. I wanted to call it the Concert of Awareness, okay? Well, it fits in with your Full Circle project, and they want me to do it next summer. Not this summer coming, but the summer after. So sort of 2016, which would be fantastic time-wise for our beautiful sovereign Republic of Era, okay? And what I'm thinking of is getting big-name bands that would attract people who would not otherwise go to an event to come to the event just to see maybe their favourite bands, like say Muse was on, or the Black Veil Brides for the young people, or whoever the band is, right? But in between each band playing, in between each act playing, whether it's a comedian, whatever, a musician, to have somebody like yourself speaking, Max Egan speaking, Vincent Byrne speaking, you know, all the people that have been doing, like, pretty much everyone at AV6 could fit in at some point, to try and give the Irish people, 25,000 people per day over a 4-day period in Galway next year. I'm aiming for it. I'd love it if it was possible to marry the two and be able to wake up the Irish people. And as we've only got, you know, 6 million people on this little island, that we might be able to then from that spread the word about what's genuinely going on. As you say, pull the curtain away from all the few people that are the EU, UN lackeys here in Ireland, the Endicennies of this world, and show the power that the people have got. I think we can do that here in Ireland very, very easily, and it's a great vehicle, just as People's Internet Radio was a great vehicle for it.
Well, I tell you, Sean, I would be absolutely honoured if I could come there. That would be absolutely amazing. Let's book it, you know, count me in, let's book it and make it become a reality.
Okay, well, there's a few red tape and bureaucracy and a few things we've got to do, you know, councils and licensing.
There's
and
always obstacles. That's part of the game.
Yeah,
just
it's all
focus
good.
Focus on it and book it.
Yeah, it's going to be done. I've already decided it's going to be done. Twenty odd years ago, I was trying to do the same in England, and I was stopped by bureaucracy and red tape. We weren't allowed an entertainments license, believe it or not. And then when I moved to Ireland, I got contacted by the council over there, and they actually said, Sean, we now have seen that you could have actually put this on. Would you like to do it? And I said, feck off. I'm in Ireland now. That's it. I'm gone. I know the foundation stones have been laid. We made mistakes back then. We're not going to be making them again. And also we've met more and more people who would be into it. And, I can even, you know, say to you that each day should be a different age bracket even to bring people in. Like one day have the oldies, have Irish country and Western music, which is what they're all into, and Daniel O'Donnell and that type of stuff. And I'd be happy with all the wheelchairs and the Zimmer frames coming in and the blue ribbon slate. I'd be happy with them to learn about what's going on with the Vatican and what the church is really doing in Ireland and the state and the selling of our children. And then the next day, you know, have the children's favourite, Jedward or One Flipping Direction or whoever they are, bring them in and then hit them with the truth. You know, we'll have to do that on a very delicate way for the younger ones. Then we'd have something like, I don't know, the massive names, the Neil Youngs, the Bob Dylans, let's go for it. It isn't a difficult thing to do. I think it's quite simple now that we know what we're doing. And I have a friend of mine who put Bob Dylan on in Pierce Stadium here in Galway, went through all the hoops, took ages and ages. He's got a massive dossier of all the mistakes he's made. But guess what? What he's given to us is a template to do it right. Because exactly. So there we go. He's crossed all the T's and dotted the I's, and he's done the work for us. Ollie, talking about the hour disappearing, oh my God. We're going to have you back, aren't we, on the 27th of this month with Zen Gardner and Max Egan, all the three of you together, the dynamic trio.
Yep.
The three musketeers.
Can I just say my website?
Oh, of course, lightonconspiracies.com, or did I get that wrong?
That's the one.
Listen, Ollie, it's absolutely fantastic to have you here, and I'm not quite sure if UK Column are on after me, but I just want to remind people, tonight at 6 p.m, Cancel the Cabal is having a special ninja show. Stephen Roberts, Super Big Bad Man, will be on, and don't miss that. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. Ollie Damagard, the hour has flown. Shall I play a tune and say cheerio to everybody?
You do that.
So, Ollie, thanks very, very much for coming on. I think you're a special person. You're easy on the ear, as Tismi has put into the chat room. And it's absolutely fantastic to have you here. And what can I say? I'm going to say that we have heroes these days, don't we? but I'm going to finish off with a punk track by the Stranglers. Sure, it's my afternoon show. I can play whatever music I like. Don't you reckon, Ollie?
Yep.
So No More Heroes by the Stranglers. Good afternoon, everyone. This has been Sean Maguire on People's Internet Radio. This has been my midday show. And this has been a fantastic afternoon because I've had the wonderful, the inimitable Ollie Damagard with me. Thank you, Ollie.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, everyone. Good afternoon.
Well, And I obtain.